You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Bank Holiday Monday, April the 17th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at what can only be described as a glittering card here this afternoon at Fairy House, of which, of course, the Irish Grand National is the highlight, which comes up at 5 o'clock. But it's not all about that. We've got some good graded action as well, beginning with the 3:15, which is a grade two for the novice hurdlers. We also have another good prize later on in the card, the 4:25. Which brings about several horses that bypass the Cheltenham Festival, and a mare's Grade 3 contest at 5:35. A couple of handicaps, a conditions hurdle, and a bumper round off what is going to be a tremendous eight-race programme for us here today at the County Kildare venue. But we begin with the 2:45, which is a two-mile conditions hurdle, in which Jetski looks to get his career, or his season indeed, back on track. And to all intents and purposes, he should have ideal conditions to succeed in this particular event. First of all, they're going to go off a decent pace, you'd imagine, because Hidden Cyclone knows only one way to run nowadays, i.e. from the front. And you'd imagine that Barry Geraghty will be just tracking Paddy Mullins here on Joseph Hanlon's charge, sitting in his slipstream. Of course, Jetski didn't quite stay the trip, as we saw last time in the World Hurdle, when that experiment for this nine-year-old failed. But he's got some really good form over the minimum distance, including the time before at Garran. And of course, when he began the campaign in the best possible fashion by beating Rinetti and Tombstone at Navan, 2 miles seems to be his best trip nowadays. He's got the cheek pieces on today just to kind of sharpen his mind up. And being as he's 2 for 2 at today's venue, everything looks set fair for Jetski to get back on track there in the opener. On to the 3:15 then, which is the Grade 2 Juvenile Hurdle, which brings together the 4th and the 10th, respectively, in the Triumph Hurdle. Plus, of course, the 5th, 4th out of the Fred Winter. So we've got both of the juvenile contests at the Cheltenham Festival represented here. But the main one surely has to be Expatriat from the Elmarie Holden stable. What a tremendous year Elmarie's had, in particular when she's teamed up with Rachel Blackmore. They seem to be a really formidable duo. They had 2 winners and a 2nd from 3 runners yesterday at Cork as well, just to give you an idea of how well they're going at the moment. And this horse ran its absolute face off in the Triumph Hurdle by finishing 4th behind Defi de Soy, of course, the form of which has been boosted by Philip Hobbs' runner at Aintree. So there's nothing wrong with that form whatsoever. And the fact that Expatriat was last at the top of the hill and then ended up finishing 4th just tells you how well he run. In fact, if Rachel probably could have ridden the race again, she would have had him a bit handier and not made such a big lung-bursting effort in the hottest part of the race. But he's all class, this horse, and to all intents and purposes, he's 2 for 2 at today's track, because he beat Denario de Zabo early on in the season, only to get the race taken off him in the stewards' room when he drifted across the runner-up approaching the second last. This better ground will definitely suit this good-moving son of Elusive Pimpernel. And I'd expect this horse to round off his season in the best possible fashion. Odds around about 15-8 this morning. He's the nap this afternoon in race number 2. On to race 3 then, which is the first of the two competitive handicaps this afternoon at 3:50, which is a 2.6 handicap contest. Quite a few that catch the eye here. None more so for me than Sunny B, trained by the John Walsh stable. This horse was huge and lucky in this race last year when he was going really well, only to fall at the last. And even though he's yet to be attempted back over hurdles subsequently, he's run some very good races over the larger obstacles in defeat. Of course, he finished 8th in the Paddy Power Chase at Leopardstown over the Christmas period. But that doesn't tell the whole story, as this horse swept to the front with a big manoeuvre on the home turn and looked like he was going to go very close to winning, but to almost fall and unseat Conor Maxwell at the last. Unsuited by the drop back in trip and heavy ground last time out when we saw him. But to be fair, the winner, Kilaro Boy, won here yesterday, so that form's not too bad either. He's got his decent ground to run on. He likes a strong pace over this trip, and I'm expecting a massive run there from Sonny B. A couple of more to mention while Cara's Oscar has to come into the equation, having its first run for the Gavin Cromwell stable. On this horse's last three visits here to the County Kildare venue, he's been successful. So even though he hasn't run very often in the last couple of years, he certainly goes well fresh. And any horse with a record like he's got, i.e. 3 for 3 at the track, then you've certainly got to be considering him as well. Show him Silver would be the other one I'd mention from the Nolmead stable. He's had a couple of quiet runs in decent maiden hurdles to get a handicap mark of just 112. And, of course, he won a bumper here over 2.5 miles back in the day. So he is definitely one worth considering. But Sonny B is definitely the number one choice around about 12, 14 to 1 this morning. On to the 4.25 then. Plenty of decent horses got a post here. None more so than Sutton Place, who's been expertly handled this season by Gordon Elliott. He basically hasn't tried to fry this horse's brain too much too early. He could have gone to the champion hurdle, but he's gone, however, to much easier pickings at Nace and Navan respectively. And he proved that he had stamina in abundance when he beat the Plotting Shed and Renetti back on the 19th of February after travelling well through the race. He's 2 for 2 at today's track. Good ground will definitely suit this horse. He's got a lovely action, and I expect him to confirm the form with the Plotting Shed, who incidentally I do think is a decent bet without the favourite. Gordon Elliott's charge is bound to make the run in. He's been consistent all year, and because there's one or two doubts about several in these, including Tombstone, will Renetti start? We never know what he's going to do. I'd expect the Plotting Shed around about 130 to be the bet without the favourite in race number 4. Right, on to the big race of the day then, the big betting race of the afternoon. Indeed, one of the toughest and most classiest looking Irish Grand Nationals I've seen for quite a while. The standout horse here for me is Our Duke, who's been knocking out some fantastic speed figures for a young novice chaser so far this season. That victory in the Grade 1 at Leopardstown was my fastest furlong per furlong time of any novice either side of the RSC this season. And the fact that he managed to beat Drimmore Hero Coney Island certainly suggests he's a horse right out of the top draw. The third horse that day, Disco, went on to finish third in the GLT. And even though he got beat by Noel Mead's charge last time when we saw him, the trip of 2.5 miles was just too short for this Son of Oscar. Indeed, I do think that distances at beyond 3 miles will definitely come into this horse's equation next season. And I've already backed this horse for the Gold Cup next year at 33-1. So I'm expecting a massive run for him that this afternoon. Albeit, I do think he probably would have been better off running in novice company rather than running a 31-runner handicap. But that is definitely the connection's choice, which has to be respected. The other one I quite like here is Abolitionists, currently a 16-1 shot with William Hill this morning with 5 places on offer. I do think Elmarie Holden's charge will go very well. Certainly done nothing wrong since he's joined this new firm. 3 runs, 2 places and a victory, which came, of course, last time out, courtesy of the Leinster National on the 12th of March when he outstayed plenty of these runners on heavy ground. He's got good form here at Fairy House. He likes a decent surface. And more importantly, he likes a big field and a strong pace, which he's bound to get this afternoon. And, of course, it could well be the year of the females in the Irish National, at Nationals, of course, with Lucinda Russell winning the big one with 1 for Arthur at Aintree. And it could well be that Elmarie Holden or indeed Jessica Harrington take this Irish Grand National with either one of their two representatives in the big race here this afternoon. On to the last of the graded races then, which comes up at 5.35. This is a Grade 3 contest for the mares. And Slow Motion is the one to consider here because I think she's a little bit more straightforward than Western Lady. Western Lady, similar to Stab a Companion New York Hill, does jump out to her left, and she can't afford to do that if she's to take the scalp of Joseph O'Brien's charge, who jumps much more cleanly. Indeed, it was a good performance last time out at Limerick. Just not quite getting home in the really heavy ground down at the Munster venue, but it was still a good effort to finish second to Daisy's Gift. Prior to that, she'd lowered the colours of 2 useful horses, jumping very well at Nace. And I expect this 5-year-old son, mare of Soldier of Fortune, to take this prize, probably at the main expense of Keppel's Queen, who represents a stable in form and was in the process of beating Western Lady when tipping up at the last at Thurles a couple of starts ago. So Slow Motion and Keppel's Queen are the two to concentrate there on in race number 5. On to the penultimate contest then, which looks a very wide open and competitive 3-mile handicap chase. I'm going to take a bit of a chance on a bit of an outsider here, but I still think he'll go really well, and that's Kansas City Chief and the Mary Louise Hallahan stable. Win at 2 starts back at Punchestown in a very similar race to this. Incidentally, had the first time cheek pieces on that day, which worked the Oracle, and more importantly, Dennis O'Regan in the plate. Dennis didn't ride this horse last time out when last seen over hurdles at Thurles, but he's never really been a hurdler, as his form his career chart suggests. With his normal pilot on here today, and going back to the scene of an unlucky fall when he was going really well early on in the year, I'd expect Kansas City Chief to run a big race there in the penultimate contest. On to the final race then, and this looks a straightforward contest, one would imagine, for Gordon Elliott's star bumper horse, Sam Crowe, who has been given a very light but a productive campaign in the sense he's won two races very comfortably at Punchestown and at Navan last time out in listed company when he turned over Good Time Tara from the William Mullins stable. Although he only won by half a length on that occasion, he probably had more in hand than the official margin suggests. Hopefully he'll make all again today and round off his season in the best possible fashion. So Sam Crowe is a very confident vote in the concluding contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll tune in again tomorrow when we're going to take a look at Ferry House's third and final day of their April festival. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.